Chris Remarkton, what the goal of Chabur is. So if I saw that everyone should call upon us on the page, know the Machabur at more, so Dach and Taz, Kiveger, Ketshuva. And maybe in Yovin, even though that's the basic map on things to learn, call a Moshevah is a and therefore whoever can, if they want to have a Dach, if they're Tyro, and therefore, for maybe in Yovin, anyone who is at the Madrega, Vada Zachiv, responsible to learn as much as they can the page. Now the goal is to try to bring it down to Halacha, well, I'm not a plastic. To do that, usually to learn the page is not enough. You have to take some of the leakage from to help you out. Now, which one to use? Today's generation, we have over 100 from that came out the past generation. So there's numerous ones to take. Everyone just take one. Too many get lost. Take one. There's numerous good from out there, whether it's about a Shulchan, very lumdish, very geschmack. Whether it's a Beforest, he's very clear. Maya Koyen is very sweet. People like using the Kodashoni, Sheva Levi. So look, take one safer. They have to bring down from the Sugya down to Lachma Maisa exactly what to do. After you learn exactly what to do, then to a common place, you have to learn a second time and a third time. But the Maisa try to understand it, that the basic of one from the Sugya down to Lachma Maisa is what a person's goal should be. Now, first it says in the Torah, Machem Mois, Loi. The guy of the gals ever lost. A person should not be by nido, ishes and nido, tama, you should not come close to Megala her ervo. Says it again the Pash Gedoshin, the same thing, and therefore the Issachar is saying the man and saying the lady, if they're Megala her vaso, and have Tashmish, the Issachar is. Now, first, the Gemara nido, the Aflam Alpha, and Beis, it says, what is the Torah? Why did the Torah come along and say this din? Or, says the Gemara, may bring down, because since Neshu Ruggleba, as soon as a person can be Ruggle to his wife, therefore, he'll get used to the person. And we want a person to have a new attachment to his wife. Therefore, we have a din of nida. We want to make a chaviva, a closeness and a relationship between the husband and the wife. A special halacha, the Torah came and gave us, we want to make a chaviva between the husband and the wife. Now, is there enough kamina halacha based upon this tam? The tam of the Torah says why? It's to make a special chaviva between one and the other. We look at Gimel, the Mechaber starts off right away with different halachas. The first has to come from Makar, Aleph, second is Bein Oin, Bein Barotzen, third has to be Agosha, fourth has even Tifa, Bamke Chargo, and the fifth halacha he says, therefore need Zayin Akiyim. That's the Mechaber. Come along the Ramah, and he brings down a Rivosh, and says there's no chiluk between a Nesuya or a Pnuya, whether she's married or whether she's single. The halacha is, you still need all these things, Zayin Akiyim, if she becomes a Izova, when I tell you, or you need 7 days, it becomes a needle. Comes over here, the Torah says Shlom, and he says, wait 1 second, what's the whole entire Svara, the reason behind this Indian of being a needle? It's why she should not be ruggled or cut by your wife. Therefore, create a chiba between a husband and a wife. Therefore, wait 7 days. By a pnuya, she's not married yet. And therefore, look up, your husband, if you go to Torah's time to grow, it should be that you should not need Zayin days. The local needle should not apply. And therefore, if it's Torah Shlom over here, right, ending Simon Kuf Tarek Beis, he wants a time of Jura Meir, this whole entire din of Zayin by Pnuya is only Din Dirabonon. What's a Din Dirabonon? You have different Kolom, Sav Dabon Lukula, or Svek Svek, it can be more Mekul. The Amangus Chiddush come along with Torah Shlom, and he wants a time of Jura Meir, says, the whole entire din of Nida, if that's from the Tadam Chiba, between husband and wife, to make it not being Ruggle, by Pnuya, the Lachal will not apply. The Maestro, everyone brings down the Mitzvot Yakon, so who is the Torah Shlom, the same person. First one brings down is the verse from Eibshitz in Tiferes Yisrael. He says it's a michshul, a preacher at door, it's a michshul to everyone, a chash Hashem, the same thing. The Cain of Cain, all the place can bring him down just to argue the Lashon of Moshe is the chash v'sholom ha-halazel adat klal, chash v'sholom, the same thing. Avadu not Dorish time in the Kor, Avadu, whatever the time of the mitzvahs are, whether it's the Rambam or the Nevuchim, whether it's the Chinuch, Avadu, whatever Torah says, that's halacha, that's what you do, whether it's a pnuya or whether it's married. And Be'etzim, you look in the Rivosh inside the Makor, it's coming from Pasha is saying it to Din Deraisa. So first, Aleph Halacha, the Torah says, Lo Yisikul Gal Avosa, the Gemara Nidach, Lamal Aleph Abayt gives the Tam. How will come along the Poshkim and say, not like the Minchas Yaakov, everyone comes along to argue with him and say, we not Dorish time to call, and therefore Halacha applies Deraisa, aside by a Pnuyo, aside by somebody who is married.
The question of Minchas Yaakov, what would be the Din Deraisa? That she would be Tar, or that she would only be Tamei Kol Marcus Wait?
She'll be awesome. Not clear. You have to see how one time he over here is more Nikola Hafner, Kusak Bay is more Nikola Huckel, and also he's going Dafka Rameyer. He's not left after singing La Lopo. But there's a shell, my colleague, you don't have time to call on that. But not being La Lopo, Vadu Rameyer. Now, this Yisoid of Anido, there. Shivcha Kiru is Achonim Klar. Before we get to the halacha, to understand the story of the Isra Nido, the pasuk says in Achim Mois, "Well, Ishan Benida Tumasa Lois Mekarev." When the Ishan is in her Tuma, it should not be Mekarev to Megalah of Alta. Now, the shaila they discuss is the Isra Mitzad Tuma, like Mitzrayim Mitzad Tuma, therefore you usher to the Baal, or is it Mitzad Isra? Some of the Isra. The Isha of Adam, she's a Nida, she becomes Tomei, she's off to the base, and makes it to Vada, she's Tomei. But why is she off to the husband for? Is there an Issa Mitzad Tomo Shaboy? Or is the Issa Mitzad? No, it's not an Issa like a Mkippi, you're off to the Baal, nothing with Tomo. Same thing, over here, you're off to the Mitzad, is Issa.
Why is she going to
the Mikvah? Oh, so that's one of the ways they discuss why going to the Mikvah. Maybe it's Tully's there, is it? There are those who want Taino, there's the Shev Shmeitzer, Big Zam, and Parak Aleph, and Parak Yubayz, and Shalaf, and Big Zam, and Zichon, Yosef, who want faith, all Tully upon Tomo. One right in the case of the mikvah, and then if you want to tie them when you learn that bein daf gimel in Nido, the Gemara over there says the sofik tumah which is the yachad b'machmum which is the rabbim b'mekel, and therefore the same klolim by the bailo kutzai gimel all the sveikis it depends which is the yachad will be machmum which is the rabbim b'mekel, sveik will be machmum and which is the yachad. That's what he wants to tie them. Now the point can be it could argue from two aspects. Either they agree, like the Chalkas Yaakov or the Shari Yosha, they agree about the Isha of Isha Tumo. The Pasuk says, "Well, Isha, but Nidas Tumo, say Lois Akari." The Pasuk says Tumo, Avad is the get of Tumo here, and the Isha Mitzad Tumo. However, the Klolim did not follow the Klolim of Tumo. Again, we want to sing in that phase. Tzayt says, "Well, the Mahalach we did not learn out the Klolim of Sovik Tumo, which is Rav only by Saito, not by case of Nido." And therefore, those who want to say the Isha of Nido is Tumo. However, the Ikar Roi Pesach will not that way. The Shmaita himself wants to argue with the Yehuda, with the Ime. They want Taino. That no, the Issa Tumor Mitzad Tumor Shaboy. And the Issa of Stam of the Isha to the Bailo is Mitzad what? Not Mitzad Tumor, no. Shaykh is a Tumor. Stam, the Issa in the Torah that applies Mitzad Issa. Nothing to do with Tumor. Now, the Kashi has to ask after the Mikvah. That's the Chalkas Yehoyah. The Kashi says, Chlor, everybody's wrong. He says, if so, why is Tumor for Mikvah? That's the Ikar Taino. You have to answer it. But Maita, the halacha does not make any enough kamino because either the place can say that it's going to not, it's, the halacha is like iser, it's not tumah, and it's therefore the kolam of the chumah, so the abon lekula applies. Or even if it's tumah, says the chalakis Yaakov, still we do not learn out from soito, and by soito we say the kol sofik the abon on sofik v'shut zirabim, we make all sofik v'shut zirachod v'machmer. So if she
it's only between
the
Ishla
Bailo or. No, the Klum always applies. The Loch of the Pashim say applies. Whether it's Issa Tum Issan or Issa Nefredas, the Klum of Sung Daban always applies. The question now is why? Why does Klum apply? And if you'll see, we learn all the Lochas, it goes through the whole day's man, the whole year, we'll see. They always have Svek Sekers, we have Svekers, we have Drabonon, it's right. We're going with the regular Klum of regular Issa. And whether the side of the Issa is Tum or not makes no difference. The Loch of Adder goes with all the Klum of Ganshas, Sung Daban Lukulo, and Svek Sekers. Now some of them can be more machmir because Arai is more machmir, but if we go with the basic law. Go with the basic law. So these are the riots, that's called again it's time to focus your eyes. Is it all okay? Maybe yeah. Maybe. Do you have any right against that?
Yeah,
possibly. Oh, so Shalom, is that a Sibo or a Simon? How do we read the Pasuk? The those one time the Pasuk says when she needs a Tomei, then it's Lois Sikarev.
Either way,
either a Simon or a Siba. No, if it's a Siba, that means the Tomei is the one causing it to be author. If it's a Simon, it's an Nida who is usually Tomei, not always Tomei. We're not going to Gedorim, it's a Simon to show that she's a Nida. Now, the Simon doesn't always have to be there. What is the Pasuk telling you? The Pasuk telling you that Issa means Sad Tomo? Well, Nida, because she's Tomei, or just saying that's what a Nida is, and therefore the lot of Tomei flies to it. And this is the Issa now, the Nida, the Issa Tum doesn't apply. Still, is it a Sibu or a Sim? That's the shout out to be the Pasuk.
And yeah, Isha
Nida Matara Vashad.
Isha
Nida Matara Vashad.
Isha
Vashad
is
Kira Matara. My husband says Matara Vashad. I don't know. That's just the case. Fine, that's one thing again. Lalocha doesn't make much of Nachimino. Whether it goes Isha Tum or Isha Nefreda, so my the Klum are going to be at the end of the same Klum. We'll see the whole entire Isma. The Klum are the regular Klum of Ganshav. However, the second Chakir they discuss, which will make a Nachimino, is a Nida and Erevo. We know the Ish is Ish, everybody else, your aunt and Erevo. I don't understand Hebrew that well, but I think I got it again. says a second chakira that v'enageya is what is a nido. Again, we have a klal that's usually an isha, an ant, a is there a rayis, posher rayis, gila rayis, yogla yaver. What is a nido? Is a nido an erva? A nido is not an erva. And basically, two nafkaminas, la dafkotoli zevazah. We know that a klal, you want to get nafbez and mebez. The gemara over there says, ein dovash of erva pachuz mishnayim. Erva mishnayim, eshus is. These two people, therefore, when you go to a doctor, the doctor is one person, he's a right thing, let's say, shematar and mitzvah, is he nemer or not? Posher shalom. If it's a nemer, erva, if you say it's a nido, not a nido, you need to have two agents. Is a doctor nemer? One shalom. Well, we got there. One child in place of the place was maybe that's what's up for. That's going to be the child. A second nafkamina is an erva or not, is that we know the klal is that all mitzvahs is yovah v'al-yarek. You don't give up your life, except by gilarash, yichasam, danam, and zara, the three cardinal sins. Is erva nichol and yovah v'al-yarek? Is it an erva that you have to give up your life for? Or no, it's samet, it's the bailo. Which one is it? Now, but Ephraim, if someone we tell upon the Hakim we mentioned before, is it's a tumor or it's a nefredes, who is not telling is ever there? The step of Shiloh. What is a nida? Is a nida an erva? Or nida no, it's tam an iser. It's an erva or an iser. So it's interesting, Ravodner, in the beginning of Sheva Levi, he starts off, he does not understand the whole entire Shiloh. It's a pasuk in the Torah. The two psukim we mentioned, like Sikhu Lagala Erva, so don't come close to Megala Erva. The pasuk says, her erva. It's a pasuk in the Torah. He has no idea what the shaila is. He writes in Shuvah Klor, the pasuk mefor, she writes in Chelik Vav, the pasuk mefor, she is an erva. And therefore, what is Yom Vayava? It's a pasuk in the Torah. What are they thinking? That's a bomb kasha. The pasuk says it. So, but them, who did not see it, but Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Sefer Yosher, he says the same point. He says, even though the pasuk says it's an erva, the mice is not an erva. Rabbeinu Tam says, do not think me right from the pasuk. And therefore, Rabbeinu Tam ends off, it's not nichol and davashib erva. Ain't davashib erva, fuck much time, does not apply to a needle. Even though come along with and says it's before the pasuk, come along with me and Tom says, don't bring me right from the pasuk. Now the Maisa, man, Tom doesn't explain why. The Maisa is still as the pasuk. So it goes like the pasuk says it's erva. All the achrayim, any achrayim who discusses the figure of a nida, discusses the first time only discusses the erva and not erva. The pasuk of Maisa calls it an erva. How do you answer that? But so Lachur, this is Taitra and Psukim, you'll see there are two different ways to Taitra Pasuk. And just rise to it. There's always something called an Issa Erevo, a Gila Rais, and something that's Makam Erevo. Just give you a marshal. For example, first by Lofa. It says in Simon Ayin Bey, the person says Kriya Shema, even a man. Master. For this being right, that what you're just saying is that, again, there are two things. It's called there's an Isser Erva and there's Mokum Erva. One to not Megala for Mokum and Erva, and one is an Isser Erva. For example, again, the Lach by Kriyashma is that there says in Shulchan Aruch, $79 in Aruch Haim, the Liba Royce Erva also. The Liba that sees the Erva is also. No, Isser Erva. It's not to yourself in your own Erva. It's Mokum Erva. You can't see the Mokum Erva. Mashenkin says when in Ebenezer, that Loy Garish Odom, a person is not Megash the first wife, Evan came most of our Erva Sover. Until you find the Erva Sover. I mean, so you find that it's the erva, and Beth and the both come from the same pasuk Yitzei. By Liba Roy it's the erva. By Kriyishma, where does it say? It says pasuk Yitzei. By Machanecha Kodesh, Loyir Bocha Erva Sava. Do not see Erva Sava. That's what. That's Mokum Erva. Do not see Mokum Erva. And there we see by Kriyishma, do not see your Mokum Erva. Mash Enkein Haino is not divorce your first wife unless you see unless he's an it's erva. So pasuk says in Loitim Tzachem Beinov, he must by Erva Sava. Both say Erva Sava. And that means what? You can't see her ever? It means no, you can't have Isser ever. Ever, who the word means a Gnai, a Bezoyin. So it won't be the Isser, which is the Bezoyin, the Isser. Or it can be the Mokkan. So who ever means two things. Either means do not be Megalor ever, which you need her, do not see her ever, do not Tashmish with her. Or does it mean the Isser ever? Do not, there's an Isser right one to another. But back to Ms. Mamisha, one Pasuk. There's another Pasuk here. It says, Ever, Spas Bincho, or Bas Bitecho, Lois Gala, or Vosom, the grandkids. Loy legal ervosom ke avoscho heino. Does not mean gal the ervo because they're arayas. The same pasuk, not be megal the ervo means not megal the mokum ervo. Why ke avoscho heino? Because there's an iter ervo. The word ervo in the Torah depends on which pasuk it is. Sometimes it can be both ways, but depends on what pasuk it is. Sometimes it means the mokum ervo, sometimes it's the iter ervo. They come along with Vatim, what time is it before? Shapatik Erva, what did Lois Gala Vatim? What does Erva mean? Look at Taichwood, like he's saying, the Taichwood is what the Mokim Erva, not Megal the Mokim Erva. Look at the Pasik, you have no Raya. So again, we're back to Chakir, what is a Nido? Is a Nido an Issa Erva? A Sama Issa Ba'almo. So, Mitzad, Ein Dovah Shabba Erva Pach, Mishnayim, the Maisa, the Issa Rajbo, and Kulun Bafiyo, the Rajbo, what it says, why need a Pasik of a Safalah for? What the Loch is, that we, she counts 7 days. And the Torah says, the Safra Loch, never she counts 7 days. Why need a Pasik for? Come on, the Rajbo, you know what? Because Dovah Shabba Erva, Dovah Shabba Erva, it's not Nemon Pach, Mishnayim. We have a Safra Loch, come tell us for counting she's Nemon. Otherwise, it's Dovah Shabba Erva. That's what the Rajba says. The Maiso, the Bein Tam and Sefer Yosher, we just mentioned before, and says not the way. And when you learn Gittin, that Bezim and Bez, and then we'll learn Taisu there, Taisu has come out before, it's not the way. He says, Salka Daitach, you might think it's Dovah Shiva Erva. Therefore, Neva Safra Law, Kamash Mulam, is not Dovah Shiva Erva. The Pasha place is, the Maiso and Nito is not Dovah Shiva Erva. Why? And we'll get to why. The Maiso, the Ikla place can go. That Anita is not Dovah Shiva Erva, Mitzad ain't Dovah Shiva Erva Pach Mishnaim. Therefore, what's the law for Maisa? But Ikhla Pach, no, a Roy for his name on a doctor who's trying to retire mitzvahs, he's trying something else, or he's a goy something else. But we'll get to the law about a doctor and some Kofay Ches. We'll see, but Ikhla's name on Ila Maisa ain't Dovah Shiva Erva Pach Mishnaim. Mitzad this, but Ikhla Pach can go, that she's not a right, she's not an Erva. That's Mitzad ain't Dovah Shiva Erva Pach Mishnaim. Atal Hashani, Mitzad Gila Rayas. Maestro the place can go on after way. There's a writ from Stockman that Hey Yom and Allah, things on the raw. It says the Nida is Yog Vayaber, and the Beis Yosef and the Shach and the end of Kuf Tadakai bring down Loch Lamaito that she is Nichol and Arayas and is Yog Vayaber. So I like bringing down a Rashi and Gitan of Gimel that Vov and Allah, Vov and Vayas. The Rashi over there says she's not an Amy Yisayob Toch Beis Yosef, she's not caused a lot of fear inside your house. Why? It can cause Shvichas Dom, Chal Shabbos and Gila Arayas. So where's Gila Arayas? As Rashi is, because she'll say she went to the mikvah. She didn't go to the mikvah, and there's like being Gala Raya, so you may have Tashmish with her. So everyone brings down Rashi. Rashi and Gila Raya says, what is a needle? So it says, we see from Rashi that Isha is Nichol into Gila Raya, and is Yog Vayavar. If you want Allah from Isha, the Chavetz Chaim writes numerous times, the Chavetz Mazot passed away, that the Isha is Yog Vayavar. And Nachmino, just again, the guys in Shiva Smir, Kidua, everyone knows, I think, that the one of the Bayman in Shiva Smir went on a Shidduch with a certain girl. He was stuck, and he realized afterwards on a train alone with her, and he tried to jump from the train. Why? He says, Yogla Yavar. Now, you have to start off that way. First, you have to say that she didn't need Yogla Yavar. Then, Yaval is Yichud Yogla Yavar. It's a separate child, because maybe it's not Derech Hebo. So, first, this Rebbe and Shiva Smeh held the Choshev of the Sheetah, the first one needed is Yogla Yavar, which Mach Lake is for the Ik of the place called Machmer. Then, he growled, the Nachal Shiloh, fine, what about Yichud? Maybe Yichud's not that way. But he was my son, Machmer. He tried to jump, he couldn't get out the window, fine. Whatever the story was. I assume people here know the story. Maisa, so we have two separate halachas. Nida erva not, but ikka the place can sound like by ain nida if a nida dovah shem erva negates the two eitim, but ikka the place can say it's not dovah shem erva. One person nemon, a race is nemon. Atal hasheni, but ikka the place can say that there is yog vayavis, is nichol gila rayis. How do you put the two together? So those ones. Oh, so there those who answer the kasha. Before to answer, you're saying how Moshe says in difference in Gittim, not totally is ever there. Before Pasha, not totally. One is beside the Chaymer Isser. The Gila Raya, Yogla Yavar, to give over your life to the Chaymer Isser, the Chorus, the Mises, the Begam, the Chaymer Isser Shaboy. The Dinner, why need two Adim, Eindom Shiva Erev Pachmir Shnaim, says Moshe, is why it's changing the matter of the Isha. She was a Pnuya, when she wants to get married, Kedushin, making it to be a marriage. That changed the matter, you need two Adim for Kedushin. Gittin, he two Adim and changing a matziv. Saying she did nus when she did ish to make an osner to her husband to change a matziv new to Adim. But something that's regular to derech, let's say becoming a nido, not changing anything that's a normal way of life, that you only two Adim, that's the way how things work. So Moshe says the estate of Dovah Shiva Erva, you need two Adim, is why you're changing the matziv, that's Gittin, that's Kedushin, that's nus. However, otherwise, by nida, she's Nemo. It's going on, going on the pasuk. I'm still going to get him that way. Mash enke in Yogla Yavah, the Chaymer is, so the Chaymer is the Maisha, she is Chorus, Gam, and therefore for that reason, Kalunga Moshe says, therefore there is Yogla Yavah on a Nido. So it comes out on a Nido. Mamam, the Tush Toysin. One Tush in the Toysin, doesn't have the Mamam. So it comes out, we saw the Chakiro, is a Nido Erv or not? So that those ones say, Tolly's ever there. But first, in the Pasuk before there's Araya. Second of all, isn't it? Depends. By the case Yog Vayavah, Ikka the place of Machmer. If you want the body over here, then of course by Gimli ends off Yog Vayavah. Mas enkin, ein davar she'er pak mishnayim will get kopei ches, ikin the paiskim are meikul. Fine, that's just the chakira they start off the stand nida. Again, it needed al tumo al tisir, or nida davar she'er erva, not davar she'er erva. To start with our simin, so again, Shulchan Aruch says numerous points, but the ikar point, the paiskim is kasa with the yisod of agosho. Yisod of agosho, peshchitshuv goes through it. What is agosho? We have a gemara, and that's in Zayin of Beis, the gemara that says, Shmuel says, Rebetzorah Ashtarkish. So you have a gosho. Now what is hagosho? What is hagosho? So everyone saw the Pesach Tshuva. First he talks off of three types of hagosho. We'll leave it at three. Some will make it four or five. We'll leave it at three. That's how the Ikka of the Sforum goes. One halach is that it's Psichus Makar, coming from the Tshuva Tadashen, which we'll get to in Simchus Tzadik, Mechav brings down also, that opening up of the Makar, the halach is, that's considered hagosho. And Mechor no one argues on this mahalach. Opening up the Makar, if she feels the opening of the Makar, that's considered hagosho. The second case of being down to the Rambam in the Nizaveh Gufoy, where the body trembles, and also Nichon Negeder of Hagosho. Now, also says Aruch HaShulchan, no one argues on this aspect. Now, just to be aware what that means, that means that the Isha has a cramp, or she has stomach pains, that's not Nichon in the ending of the your body trembling. Nizaveh Gufoy means not it's about to happen, it's imminent to happen. That's Negeder to Vestis. All these feelings that our women have, these cramps or pains in the stomach, means it's going to happen, about to happen, but not it's happening. The story of Agosha is what? It's now happening. This is it. This is it. When it opens, it comes out. The Zivat of Allah is it. And the you feel it, you're trembling because of it. And not it's about to happen. About to happen is different to you. That's it. The story over here is what? Your body trembles because it's happening. Right now it's happening. Therefore, the Swam, Heineken Swam, Kodashoni, Marikoin, they bring down all these things that women say they feel it. But the cramp, Zedavad is not Nichol and Agosho. That's a separate sugya, Vestis. Now you have to check or not, again, we'll have to get a Kofsadik. But the Agosho over here, there's a very good point, means you feel it coming out. Your body trembles because it's coming out, not because it's about to happen. A third thing the Pesach Tshuva brings down is Zivas Dovalach. Now, it's big trouble among the Achoinim. What's the Locha Zivas Dovalach? You feel something flow out of her. Is that Nichol and Agosho or not? Kiduo, the Pesach Tshuva brings down, the Rav Yehuda says it is. Chavadah says it is, Atar Hasheni, Sam Sefer, and the Rebbe Nosson Abba says it's not Nichol Negeder Vagosho. Fine, Machlokes Chokhmos Odom versus Aruch HaShulchan, Machlokes Moshe versus Shevet HaLevi, Machlokes HaPoiskim, seems to be Bezmanenu, Machlokes HaShokhul. If we all Divas of Allah, is Nichol in a Hagosho or not? Now, they do have different rights on Gemara, we're not going to answer the rights, but two main points of being down from our Gemara and Daphne Zayin is one, Rashi says the Geder of Hagosho is a cause of Yitzhar. Now Zivas of Allah has no tzar. Therefore the Aruch and Erah on the Sugya says how in the world can say Zivas of Allah is Nichol Negeder of Hagosho, Rashi says the Geder is tzar. So therefore the Aruch and Erah wants to be Mekel. Fine, they answer, but that's it, Taino. A second rise I'm saying myself wants to bring down is that the Gemara discussed by Mary Glaim, did she have Hagosho, didn't she have Hagosho? If Zivas of Allah is Hagosho, why does she have Hagosho? Every Mary Glaim has Zivas of Allah. That's the Messias. Why does she felt something? So that's the Gemara clear. What was the case of Mary Glaim? Did she have a gosha? Didn't she? If she did not have a gosha, so why be machma in the case of being of when smoshuk? Or I'm sorry, why be machma when she's standing up? Gemara says why should be machma? So that's what I'm talking about. Well, so they come also. They come home to answer that. And fine, that's the right they discuss, and they have to answer the right. Now the nachashayla is now what is the get of zivas of alach? Is zivas of alach dafka when coming from the makor out? Or Zivas of Allah is in the person herself. Machlokes Chavadas understands that the Yehuda is saying even Zivas of Allah is in the person himself inside the body, but not coming from the Makor. Atar Hasheni, the Chavadas wants to argue and say Zivas of Allah is that when you feel it coming from the Makor out of the Makor. Machlokes even in the Geder. What? The coming of the Moshe said Bezmanenu we cannot be Machalik. In those days they can, we can't, and therefore we'll be Machal of both Malachim. The comes out first Zivas of Allah and not Machlokes, the place we have to be Machal not Allah. And even those who machmud machloikis, it means it's ziva in the prisoner or in the from the makar. Maisha Moshe is machmud both. Those who are makel one and the other, and those who makel everything. Maisha, what to do is machloikis apoliskim. That's Maisha. This what hagosh is. Again, it came out two hagoshes are clear. Ziva the makar the Maisha is clear, and the very group is clear. Ziva the lach is machloikis apoliskim. What together is, and do we pass them that way?
So
either you can say that's a fourth level, or you can say that's Nichol and Psichus, some places says it. Or they can say that's Nichol and Psichus and Makar, that's someone to say. I like that. I'll leave that to the people after this three. He says that, they want to say he means Psichus and Makar. Fine. That's again if they have a goshu. What happened in Bizmanenu where our women did not have a goshu? Well, that's how the Olam says over the Cholapachas. The Olam says over, our women don't seem to feel anything. They don't have, don't feel that psichas makar, their body doesn't tremble, they don't seem to have a zivas davalach. So what's a lachon when our women did not have a goshu? So that's two ways I saw among the Polish came how exactly understand goshu Bizmanenu. One aspect comes along of Yashiv and Shuvah and Kovitz of Shuvah and Chalak Aleph and Simpei Dalet. He comes along and he tainas. The Gemara says, from the Gemara we learn out from the Pasuk of Agosha from where? From a Besara, an extra hay. Therefore it has to associate back to the body. The Gemara says, Ay Lamaisa from the Besara, we learn out a second aspect. We learn out that it comes in a Shvir or Chaticho, also we can be Mekel. Now the Gemara, Tati Shmamino, we learn out two things from this Pasuk. Two things. Now the obvious question is, what right do you have to learn out two things from the same Pasuk? Telling you one yisoid of agosha, telling you one yisoid of the basar lachukei chaticho shvir. The two are the two opposite things. What right? They've learned two things out from one pasuk. Come along, we ask them to know what the right is, because he has right to it. One side the yisoid is it has to be the derech, it has to be the normal way of seeing. The normal way of seeing is the shvir, it's not the shvir, it's not the chaticho, it's to have agosha. Whatever the derech is, that you'll be a deraisa. Whatever it's not the derech, will be the rabbanim. What he says is the authority of the Yashiv, it depends upon the derech. Therefore, we want to tie them, but when they know our Noshim do not have a Goshu, therefore, the derech not to see without a Goshu. Therefore, when they know without a Goshu is their Aiso. True, the Torah says the Vasara means HaGoshu, but the side of the Joshua is not there's a cost of a Goshu. The side of the Joshua has to be the derech. For Rayach, Echaticho, or Shvir Lamaisu be Mekel. So therefore, coming out from the Pasuk has to be the side of the Joshua is what has to be the derech. If today's day and age it changed over, it comes out, it's a derech ad agosha, or come out, be a deraisa. What? Kesem? Oh, so we'll get to kesem, but that's what the Yisrael did. Oh, should follow through even the kesem. Should follow through a maskim. We'll have to get to that. Could be it's, yes, no, if it's in the same realm as 40, 60, it could be it's all, both of them, it'll be right 51 to 49. If both the ruggles to happen, could be it's enough to make it a derisa. That'd be not normal. Well, not normal is 5%, let's say. Well, that's my says Malach, he wants to make another raya. He tells us that we see a tana bat yemecha, the Gemara says, she comes to nida. She has no agosha, she's one day old. How can the Gemara say she comes to nida? Can be tired before her mother. Must be that even we'll get to the answers back. So the Gemara, that's his raya. Second raya says, if you want a tana, the klal must be that whatever's a derech. If it's the derech to have a gosho, therefore we'll need our gosho derech not to have a gosho, therefore you can't be mekel.
That's the
Rabbi Yoshi bring. That's the Yoshi bring. Here's the Rabbi in the Shuvah. Now, obviously, to say, those are the two Rabbis. Biggest two Rabbis. Now, to answer back, we're saying from Ketana, the Chodeshon himself said it was Pasha Taino. Beth Mektana has a gosho, except she's not sensitive to it. She's one day old. A Shait, the Gemara Daf Gimel says that she has a gosho, she's not sensitive to it. Right, so the case of when she's sleeping, the more case of Gimel, those cases of course she has Agosha, not sensitive. If Yashin stands, no, she's not having Agosha when she's sleeping. That's what she has of Agosha. That right, Yesh Lodin. But Oilukhoish, he's coming from right from the Gemara. The Gemara says the Sara has two things going out from the Pasuk. Two things going out from the Pasuk. The Maisa, the Ran is his cash, the Rajbe is his cash, and they do not give the same terrace. They say not like a Yashin. The Ran is Mamasha other way. The Ran is his cash, has to learn out two things from the Sara. Come along the Ran and said, you know why? Because the Sara means your boss has to feel it. And not feel a shvir, not feel a chaticho, your boss has to feel it. There was really one drosha. The boss has to feel dumb. It's not feeling dumb. That's the Ran's teret. The Ran has another teret. We want to say, how can both? So Kim says, why both drushas are schoolim? They're equal. You know about the Kama Daf Gimel, the Gemara says, also schoolim aims. You want two things from one pasuk. The Ran and the Rashi, it's the same Yisoid, how can you have two things in one Pasuk? They give different Jerusalem, either Shkulim Haim, or why the Yisoid is your boss has to feel the Dam. It comes out, before they have no Yisoid of Yashiv anymore. They don't have a Pasuk, the Mamok, but who is the Rav Tanigra. The man gets Kiddush of Yashiv is saying. He's coming out, and it comes out, Noshan, no Rosh of the Raiso, is Manenu. Who is Mekor Yisoid Beer? Maestro. What? The Gemara says, and the Pasha of all the places say, you need our God, the Gersa God. Yes, they do not say like him. Yeah, Makor the Rana Rashi, Lukha, not like Ubiyashu. Now, there are those who want to answer more, the Achrin do want to answer more, not the way, but even, let's say, some say, if you want to say the Gemara is talking about Dafka is the normal way, even if you want to say like Ubiyashu's Teret, which there is a Chsam Sayyid that way, it's also not Mukha. He says, what he said has to be the normal way. The number way in those times was what? Was to have a gosher. Who says it was based upon times? Maybe it was based upon... It never changed. Those times is normal. Even the mouse, he changes. Who says the loch will change? So we actually saying 2 years later. So it's based upon the derech, and the derech will change based upon society. Even if it goes to Vartal B'Yashiv, that was based upon the derech, who says it will change? That was derech, we'll keep it as is. That's 2 years Chidushim B'Yashiv is saying.
Society changed about 200 years.
So
some people
from
200 years,
now, so now the question is, when did it change? It comes along the way of the Shev Yaakov. So the Torah quotes him that he read it a few hundred years ago. He says the Noshim say they have no Agosha. Noshim don't feel this Agosha. So come along to Aruch HaShulchan. He says, anyone says that the Noshim basically are Shakronim. Avada the Chomer more than one of them. The Noshim Avada he has Agosha even in those days, even nowadays. Avada we have Agosha. He says, however, the Agoshas might be weaker. The women are less sensitive to it. But 100% we have Agosha. And numerous places in Nakala to be asked and say, women today don't have a gosh, it's not true. And Moshe goes that way, and the Sikurelis goes that way, and Koshani, and the Rechoshulchan, the old Bikr coming from. And Rabbi Yashin rather quotes from Moshe and the Rechoshulchan, he's coming from Rabbi Eidish Tshuva, he quotes it, they come to argue them. Moshe and Moshe and the Rechoshulchan, and the Koshani, this thing is fakert. Best of the we have a gosh, is Manenu. Women say they don't have a gosh, it's even not sensitive. They're busy, they're tired, they're on the ground, not sensitive to it. But if they have a gosh, and the Hagosha might be shvach, but 100% they have a gosh. No, it'll come out that if they know 100%, or they have a kesem, we assume there's no agosha. Come out, if you have a kesem, what will be the locha? According to Rabbi Yashiv, come out with Yafi Machmer, Peter Eisel. According to us, Maisa is not the normal way of seeing a kesem during her 11 days of Yimei Zivo. It's not a normal thing to see. Therefore, assume what is the kesem, what is the form of kesem, no agosha. Assume there's no agosha. No reason to assume there's agosha will be meiko.
What's the
according to Miyashi, we see during the 11 days of kesem. No, not Gamino will be. No, now come out that everything today might be the Rabbanon. They want to say that everything, don't tell me everything today. Torah says you have to have a Gosho. So maybe every girl that sees a vest be old Rabbanon. They have no Gosho. They're glad. I mean, the Rabbanon comes along. They have all the Kalalim and all their term. Come on, there's a Moshe, there's a Shulchan. If you see a regular vest that's pouring out, she's wearing a big day to Tavayin, we're not going to be Mekol. And she's in a car, we're not going to be Mekol, even though. Avada, you see the regular vest. I said, I have no agosha, we're not going to make her. Avada is in the right, so 100% she has agosha. She's not sensitive, it's shvach, it's weaker, but she has agosha. The only nafkamina is, Avada, is if I get when she sees it, not her as mantasi, and she has a kesem, then we make her. So Avada, again, so the two mahalkim, what happens to the noshim is manenu? Either noshim is manenu, have no agosha, and come along with yashim, therefore it's the right, so. Or how, because this form seems to go for carrot, Avada, they have agosha, Avada, anyone says, we don't have agosha, where's the rachashim and the shakrim? Fine, we actually saw that, he didn't even care. The Meister said, and Nevada, we do have a gosh, and therefore, come out. If she had the vest, we'll assume that Nevada, she had a gosh. She does have sensitive to it. Nevada, we didn't derive so. But she doesn't have a vest.
Doesn't Rashi say that she doesn't know
about it, only in
the
Rabbah,
so she has our gosh?
Right.
So,
what is it? No. So, Pshan Rashi, first of all, Pshan Rashi, go to Moshe Mahalakam Pshan Rashi. Avada, we assume she had no agosha. She says she has no agosha. This chash ruachel came on the chomer there in machmedol mod agusha v'lavadaitei. Avada, Rashi only saying it in the Rabban. That's the pashut. That's the reading of Gemara. That's the pashut. Avada, Rashi not saying it in the Reis. Not some Reis will come with them. So he's saying in the Rabbanon. Avada, pashut, we assume she didn't have agosha. She says she had no agosha. We'll be meikol. However, one in 100, maybe the agusha v'lavadaitei. Therefore, we came along and made a gzera. We'll have to get to vest this, we'll have to get to... Well, you should think if you see a vest, Mama should be there, right? So. During the vest, I don't think it says. Right, that's what we want to, correct. That's what we want to assume, and by vest, you will assume. We'll have to see, we'll have to get to vest, and we'll see when we see. It really depends on the vest upon the right, so. Well, that's what it depends upon. Fine. That's mitzad. Again, so we went through the get of agosha, three different agoshas. Our noshim didn't have agoshas. My plug is exactly how to look at it. To come down according to Yashiv, should be at the right. So, there are the ikkudas from a team to go if I care. So, our noshim, we assume we have agosha. Otherwise, it'll be a job on me. Now, the main shallow, it's getting late, but the main shallow here is the gale. When you go to Rav, you have a bedik for, you show it to Rav, there's a little spot of dam over there. So, what is that? Is it a sub-gabonon? Is it a sub-deraisa? So what's the case over there? It really depends upon the four different shailas in Kofi Gimel. What exactly is the particular cost? Is it gabon, deraisa, or even mosher? The four shailas, betim is, first of all, if you do a bedikah and you have no agosha, is that the gabon, deraisa? We want shaila. The second shaila is, if she has no agosha, but less than a grist, is it going to be mutter or is it going to be gabon? The third shaila is the halacha of Zayin Nekiyim, which all Anoshim are usually bring around the Rikpo, the Zayin Nekiyim. So you need a gosh to be Soifer. The Gemara is saying what? You need a gosh, that's to make you Tomei. But let's say you already are Tomei. Who says that you need a gosh to be Soifer? Maybe the Zayin Nekiyim would be more Mafi even without a gosh. The third shaila. And the fourth shaila is what happens when Anoshim is Ramenu, have no gosh. This Rikpo, she says she has no gosh, what's the halacha? Those are four shailas negated to the Rikpo, when she comes to Rav. Now two of them just knock off very simply, we'll get back to some of them. One shaila again, we said, when Isha comes to Rav and has a zikor, she said she has no agosha. Well, can I have no agosha? What's the steepest dam over here? So again, let's one thing. What if Nashim is Manenu? Let's assume without Rav Yashiv. According to Rav Yashiv, it makes no difference if I was doing the right thing. According to Rav Yashiv, she says she has no agosha. So what? No agosha, still the right thing. So let's go with him, with Moshe, the Shulchan, and say, no, let's go on the other side to be Mekul. One. The second shaila we discussed, or mentioned, is that true, we need our gosh to make you tummy. But the Maitre, once you're tummy, do you need our gosh to keep you being tummy? So Betim is Machlokes. Let's go with him. Kiriga on the page. Kiriga brings that right away on the page in Kufay Gimel. Mashman the Gamkin ain't a soys unless you have a gosh. Kiriga goes and Be'ikah the placement from the Dhamma's Marach that the Be'ikah the placement go that you need our gosh to be soys. So without a gosh, the loch is will be Mekum in a Torah. So let's leave those two questions aside. Again, we'll go with our Mahalach of Kivegar. He says, Nina Gosher to be Soyser. And also, we'll go with Mahalach that without a Gosher, women are Mekel. So again, so a girl walks into a Rav, has a Bdikah with a Mashu of Dam. The Shaila is the Maisha now. She did a Bdikah, she had no Gosher. What's the Halacha? We're doing the Abonim or the Raisa. So I assume everyone saw the Machta Shekel. And Be'etam, he says, it really depends how do you read the Gemara. The Gemara starts off with six kashes, five prices, and ends up with the two of them of Ashur of Yemiel. The Gemara has first three cases. Is what? Is the case of she had Meriglaim, and she saw Dam in the Meriglaim. If her Medes, she's going to be Tomei. If she's a Sheva, she'll be Tor. The Gemara said, Marashach. Did she have a Gosha? Did not have a Gosha. The Gemara's second case, she had an age she did have a Dika with. The Gemara says, if it's Marashach, the Lach will be Tomei. If it's Ogle, be Tor. The Gemara said, Marashach, a Gosha, no Gosha. The Gemara's third case is, she did a Bedika Akatashmish. If it's Miyad, Chayim Korban, not me, I'll be fighting Korban. Says Gemara Moshach, did she have a Gosha or no a Gosha? The Gemara's Matkana is, maybe it's a Gosha may reclaim, maybe it's a Gosha's aid, or maybe it's a Gosha of the Big Mashamish. That's Gemara's three first kashes. And the question is, what exactly is Gemara's give and take, Gemara's having the Matkana? What's she walking in with Bezin saying? What's she saying? Is she walking into Bezin and saying, Be'etzem, I'm 100%, I have no a Gosha? However, let's take the first case, Maryland. I have no a Gosha, but when I'm standing, so my stomach rolled back, and therefore came to Makar. Therefore, it'll be Metamemi, and we do not believe her. We'll say, what? Dilma, you had Agosha Merik Lime, but Etim, it's Agosha, oh, you came from the Makar, and this will be Tomei. Is that what the Gemara is saying? She's saying, I had no Agosha? Or if I can't, the Gemara is saying, I had Agosha. And if you had Agosha of Adu, when she's standing up, she's Tomei. When she's sitting down, we'll be Metamemi. Why? Because saying, Dilma, the Agosha, she had Agosha Merik Lime. Will come out, or she says she has Agosha, the loch will be Mekel. So what's she walking in saying? Is she what's Pshat in Gemara? The Gemara says again, if she's standing, the loch will be Tomei, sitting should be Tahar. But what is she saying? Is she saying, I had Agosha, or I'm saying I had no Agosha? What's Nafkamino? Nafkamino is very simple. She walks into Bezin, and she said, I had Agosha. What's the loch in that case? Where she's sitting, it should be Tomei or Tahar. What's the loch in that Tahar? That's the two ways through the Gemara. I assume everyone's on the Machzor Shekel, it's a gone base. It's very clear that's the two ways through the Gemara. It'll come out, basically, when any girl walks into the Bedikah and the Besen, and she said, I had no Agosha, what's the question? The question is, there is a Drabonim? We're dealing with the Rice, we're dealing with the Drabonim. That's the two ways to learn it. The first Gemara, I have not found anyone who's Mekel. Come on, everyone by the Machmet, Tzvayat Yaakov, or even the Machzor Shekel has two ways. The Torah, he's calling the Shev Yaakov who goes back and forth. Shev Yaakov has five truths about it. I don't think he has a Maskana to it. He has two ways to understand it. Maisa, all the places with Maisa Machmer, that means they're walking with the Bdikah, they're walking with the Chashash Deraisa. The old Machmer say, what's the study of the Gemara? The case is he's saying, I had no Agosha. And the Gemara is saying, I don't believe her. We're saying he had Agosha, and she thinks it's Agosha 8. She thinks it's Agosha Merik Lime. We don't believe it, even though she just said no Agosha. it comes out.
But the mother is not goshen, so...
We don't believe her.
It's not goshen.
No, it's not true. Again, even go not goshen.
No.
Anyway, be the machwer. El ma'i saying go to the moishen mahalach. El shul, she had a goshen, she's not sensitive to it.
Okay,
we don't believe her, she had a goshen. Either way,
it's
not.
Very much is not.
Then they should tell me anyway, because without a goshen, she'd tell me anyway. Go to the Yashiv, she anyway is the right one. Either
no,
way, you're stuck. I don't have a middle ground. I haven't found an in between sheeple. You can say a middle ground, but I have not found a middle ground, lawfully. So it comes out that Gosh was at the Rabban of the Raisa, walks in the B'dikloth, wasn't first of all, it's that we pass the Loch at the Raisa. There's a shell, now what is B'dikloth? Is it a Sophic? Or is it a Vadai? Not mean it's Vex Fakers or other things, or if like to get a Sophic or Vadai. We might be toil upon it, for the Maisa, we come out with this Chakiro, the Mapta Shekel, Abel Maisa Loch Lamaisa is Machmur, and the B'dikloth is a Chash de Raisa. On the Tzad of the Makilim, there's an interesting shell over here. On the Tzad of the Makilim, let's say you say she walks in and she said, I had no gosho, it will go to all the tzad machsa shekel and say, L'maisa is mutter, it'll be drabonon. Now the machsa shekel sets up the hakira, is it deraisa or drabonon? That's the second child over here. The Gili Masho, big down, the Tereisa Tzor, going to an Ibshit, that time is, what's Pshan of Shulchan Aruch over here? Shulchan Aruch says she had a gosho, and therefore she'll be tome when it sees Tivas Dam Kichartol. Let's say she has no gosho, no gosho. And seeing it coming out of her body, and Tiva Tam Kichardol, Mamash is a mushroom. Do you need a Shia Kigris without our Gosha or not? She sees it coming out, she's a Yediyah of Ruah, she sees it coming out. A Yediyah of Ruah, is the Shia going to be a Gris without our Gosha or not? Or the Shia, or and be Makel even the Abonon, or no, the Maitha, the Shia Kigris is only on the Kesem, and not when she sees it coming out of her body. So the Tresh, you saw the Maitha's Machmer, Tosh Shlomo says no, Tosh Shlomo, the first one. He says, what's your story of the Mechabit? The Mechabit says, you have a Gosho, Kikardol. So Tosh Shlomo, why say a Gosho? You've got a Gosho, also Tamei. A must be without a Gosho, if it's Vada came a Gupai, what's the Locha will be Torah, even with the Abonon. You need a size Kigris, even though you say you saw it came from the Gosh, you still need a Gris. That means it comes out, when you read the Master Shekel, his Chakir is what? If it's the right to the Abonon, according to Tresh Yaakov, the Minchus Shlomo, the Tosh Shlomo, according to him, the Chakir really is, is it deraisa or mutter? When it goes off the Torah of Shlomo's Mahalach, we see less than the Gris and no Gosho, what's the other time the Gemara? It's mutter. Mice is mutter. The Loch of the Pasuk like that, it looks like the place came of Moshe is the Mice of Mekel, the others who want to go like Torah Shlomo. The Machloikis, if you saw Vada came to the Gosho, you saw coming out, the Machloikis of Mice, is it going to be mutter or is it going to be Drabonon? Vada, not deraisa, no Gosho. But the Shell is, you saw coming out, you need to shake a Gris or not. The Moshe goes to the Torah Shlomo to be Mekel, and the other place you want to go like the Trey Sol to be Machmer.
Why is the
Shaykh? Oh, so that we'll have to get to when it gets Kofsad, we'll get to different Sfaras, we'll get back to that. No, we'll have to get back to that, so we'll get to exactly why. Maisa v'chakiro, before that's Machol gets on the page, to really the Shach and the Torah Shlomo. So it comes out, we walk in the B'dikah course, we had four Shailas, what's Halacha? One Shaila, first of all, she says she had no Gosho. Really depends, what's Halacha? But anyway, it's not, we have no Gosho. A second shayla is less than a Gris, and she don't kiss from a Guf, what's halacha? You go like a Moshe, it'll be Mekel. A third shayla is it safe or not? Goes in Kivager, says, it'll not be safe unless you have a Gosho. So those three Chakiyuas, Maisa, the place can be a Mekel. Or at least two of them are bigger than Mekel. The fourth shayla, Maisa, she says she had no Gosho, she's Neman, Maisa, all the place can Maisa, Machmon, and they say, she says she had no Gosho, we say we don't believe her, Aval, she had a Gosho, and she thinks she had a Gosho of Eid, and Betim is a Gosho of or anything else, and if it comes out, everybody calls Lamais in the case of a deraisa.
What's the fourth child? She says that she doesn't have a gosho.
She says she doesn't have a gosho.